share a song with us tonight, and then we'll have a message by Pastor in a few moments. So let's start by, I know you don't have a hymnal, so I trust you'll remember. We're going to try and sing the Glory Land Way. Where is it? You want to try and play, of course, or?
You know what key you're doing
in? I do. Same G.
What key?
G.
I don't hold up. Keep it right there in that key. How about victory in Jesus? Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood. Bought me with his redeeming blood.
Hello, how's everyone tonight?
Good.
Good.
That's a good thing to hear. We're in the house of the Lord. Here's a song that I hadn't done in a very long time, so y'all pray for me, and this is one that I learned when I was real young. Hope y'all still remember it. It's called Help Me. Lord, help me walk another mile, one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. And Lord, help me smile another smile. I know I can't make it on my own. Never thought I needed your help before. Thought that I could do things all by myself. Now I know I can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you please, help me. Come down from your golden throne to me, Lord. To feel the touch of your tender hand. Remove the chains of darkness and let me see, Lord, let me see just where I fit into your master. Never thought I needed your help before. Thought that I could get by all by myself. But now I know I can't take it anymore. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you please, help me. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm begging you please, help me.
Well, with the Eddie Rich Ministries and the Martin Christian Band, we are evolving.
Amen.
And what a blessing, Brother Eddie. Thank you for that.
Amen.
We appreciate that. And in mind tonight, that's what Peter said. He got out of the boat, began to sink, and was focusing on the winds and the waves and began to sing. He said, help the Lord, help me. The Lord will do that tonight. He will help us.
Amen.
If we just let him. And this morning we began a two-part message entitled Things That Discourage and Encourage. This morning we took care of the discouraging part. And tonight, the Lord willing, for the next few moments, we're going to take care of the encouraging part. In life, as I said this morning, there will be times that we'll get discouraged. But praise the Lord also, there's times in life where we experience encouragement. In life, there are circumstances that are discouraging. Other times, people can be discouraging. But sometimes, circumstances can be encouraging. Other times, people can be encouraging. But as humans living in this world, we have to experience, we will experience both sides of that coin, things that discourage and things that encourage. This morning we spoke about sin discourages us. Sin can discourage. We're not going to get into all the ins and outs of that. We mentioned that this morning, other than saying that sin separates. Sin is a divider. And we know that sin can work in our lives and can hinder our walk with the Lord if we're not careful. It can get into our hearts and minds and work its way through our family. It can divide fellowship in the family if we're not careful. Sin discourages us. But also we looked at the fact that selfishness discourages us. We were created not to be self-centered or alone. And we mentioned the verse this morning out of Genesis chapter 2 in verse 18 where the Bible talks about that it's not good for man to be alone. And so God made him a helpmate. I just want to say tonight I'm glad for my helpmate. Where's she at? Okay. There comes my helpmate. So I'm glad for her. And so we looked at those things this morning, but then we talked about that the discouraging part of life can be when we focus on the things that are happening now, or being short-sighted discourages us. And we looked at the fact that all of those Bible heroes from Genesis to Revelation, they focused on the things that were ahead. They reached out through faith and grabbed hold of what God had planned for them, and it allowed them to push through. So tonight I ring again in our ears with my voice. Let us not focus on the short-sighted thing. Let us not be short-sighted tonight. Focus on all these problems and trials, but just let us cast our faith as far as it can go and grab a hold of what God has for us in the future. And so this morning we talked about things that discourage. And tonight I want to talk to you for a few moments about things that encourage. Things that encourage. Three things tonight, biblically, I want to mention that encourage us. Let me mention this first. What's the definition of the word encouragement? We looked at the definition of the word discouragement. But the word encouragement, it means to give support. It means confidence, or it means to give confidence or hope to someone, is what encouragement means. It means to give support, to give confidence or hope to someone. Now, I want to say tonight that the Bible gives us that confidence, that hope, and the support that we need. And so I just want to mention three things from the Bible. Number one, God's love encourages us. God's love encourages us. By the way, Martin Christian Band, thank you for that song this morning. That was amazing. About God's love and how great it is to us. Because God's love certainly encourages us tonight. God's love is unconditional love. And the Greek word for the kind of love that God has is agape. And we know that agape love is love without conditions. And so that's the challenge for us tonight, is to love others with this agape love. Love without conditions. And we ought to strive to love others without conditions, because that's the kind of love that we receive, is this agape love from our Lord. And so God's love, it encourages us. He loves us with an unconditional love. Now, let me say that this doesn't mean, because God loves us with an unconditional love, this does not mean that we'll just do what we want to do, because we know that God forgives us, God loves us. It's not that kind of attitude that a child of God should have. If we're saved, we're going to heaven, and this will be the case for some. Just hear me in the context of what I'm saying. If you're saved, you're going to heaven, but I do believe tonight some will go by the skin of their teeth. There are those who abuse their liberty in Christ, who abuse the mercy and grace of God. They're going to heaven, but they're using their liberty as a green card to sin and live any way they want to, but it's not for that. So we see that God's love encourages us, but we know that also God's love chastens us. And so we can't live any way that we want to because our Heavenly Father will correct us. It's kind of like when you have a child. You love your child. You love them unconditionally. But it doesn't mean you don't discipline your child. You love your child, but when they mess up, you discipline them. You still love them, but discipline has its spot. We know that the Lord, He loves all of us unconditionally, but discipline still has its spot in our life. In fact, discipline is a big part of love. We know that Proverbs 13, verse 24, it says, in essence, if we spare the rod, we hate the child. But if we love them, we chasten them betimes. And that word betimes, it means early. And let all of us continually remind ourselves as parents that we need to correct our children early in life. We need to love them and correct them so that when it comes time to release the bow and the arrow leaves, that they're flying straight. Because we do have many arrows in our quiver around here at Calvary. And so we know that correction has a part wrapped up in God's love. God loves us. Because He's a loving God, God disciplines us. But I'm glad tonight that God loves us in spite of us. Amen. He loves us in spite of us. He knows our heart tonight. He knows the temptations that bombard us. He knows personally, in your life, in mine, how far you go until you eventually give in. And then He sees you as you weep over your sin. And then even after that, He says, "My son, my daughter, I love you. I forgive you." That's the kind of God we serve tonight. I want to say that God's love, it encourages us. God's love encourages us. Again, He knows our heart. He knows how we feel. Yet He loves us. I like John chapter number 1, verse 48. The story of Nathanael. And we know that Philip told Nathanael about the Lord. But also we know that when the Lord started to speak to Nathanael, He says, "I saw thee when you were under that fig tree." And so God sees us when we're up. God sees us when we're down. One of my favorite chapters in the book of Psalms is Psalm 139, verse number 1 through 4. In fact, if you have your Bible, go ahead and make your way there. Or you can just listen along. Psalm 139, verse number 1 through 4. Describes how much God is aware of us. Psalm 139, verse 1. "O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted." Love that word, acquainted. "You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether." And so David speaks about how much the Lord knows him. And I'm saying tonight the Lord knows us. He knows everybody in here that's sitting right now. And He knows that I'm standing and you're sitting. And then when I sit in a moment, He'll be aware of that. And He'll know that you're about to stand and go get your food. He's fully aware of all of us and all of our life situations. When we're up, when we're down, when we're obedient, when we're disobedient, He is aware of it, and yet He still loves us. And we say that's encouraging tonight. It's encouraging that the love of God is unconditional. Let me mention a second thing. Not only God's love encourages us, but God's promises encourage us as well. His promises. Let me just give you a short list. In Hebrews 13:5, he says he'll never leave us nor forsake us. 1 John 1:9, he says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So far, that's encouraging. It's encouraging that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. It's encouraging that even as a believer, I will sin, but yet when I sin, if I confess, it will remove any kind of cloud in my relationship, any dark cloud, any enmity between me and the Lord. It will clear it up the moment of confession. 1 John 1:9. 1 John 4:4. He will empower us. Greater is he that's within you than he that's in the world. Isn't that a blessing tonight? To know that when you wake up and go to work tomorrow, you may not feel like it. He will empower you. When you stand up to preach, you're scared to death, as I am every single time, believe it or not, he will empower me. That is tried and proven in my life. That God, if I just stay true to his word and magnify his word when I stand, God will empower me to preach his word. And he'll do the same for you. He'll empower you to get up. He will empower you to take on the storms of life, because that's what the Bible says. That's encouraging tonight, that he will empower us. When we walk through the valley that's dark and drear, he is with us. Psalm 23 verse 4 says that. And he says, yea, though I walk through the valley, you're actually walking through the valley. You're making it through the valley. How are you making it through the valley? Because God is with you. He's with me. David says that I shall not fear, for the Lord is with me. How encouraging is that? Especially in the day and time that we live, when these corona cases are on the rise, we hear of loved ones on ventilators. We know of loved ones that have passed on ventilators. Very, very uncertain times. But there'll never be a child of God that passes on the ventilator that God is not aware of, that God is not with. And I pray not one more soul passes at all due to this coronavirus. Not only he walks with us through the valley, that's encouraging, but he's working the good, the bad, and the ugly together in our life for our good and for his glory. Romans 8:28. That's encouraging. He has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 explains that God has a plan that he has put together. Though we may not be aware of it, he has planned out a plan for us. Then let me say, 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, there's the promise that he's coming back for us. Right now, Jesus could come. I said it this morning, I'll say it tonight. I welcome that coming. I do. Are you wore out tonight from the Christian battle? Are you wore out tonight from fighting the devil in the flesh? One thing will solve all of that if Jesus came. So come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And then we'll really have a reunion. That actually leads me to my last point tonight. Again, things that discourage and encourage us. Talk about encouragement tonight. We see that God's love encourages us. God's promises encourage us, but then God has a place for us that encourages us. Heaven is our eternal home. Heaven, eternity with Jesus, family and friends, no sickness, no heartache, no pain, no sadness, no more tears, no more problems. In fact, he will wipe away all tears. And he knows of your tears now. He's aware of my tears. He has put them in a bottle. They're precious to him. There's not a time where anyone in here doesn't go to bed at night and you wet your pillow with your warm tears that the Lord Jesus doesn't know about.
knows all about it. But yet one day, he's going to wipe those tears away and we'll forever be at peace. God has a place for us, and that encourages us. We were not made for this world, as you know. We are square pegs, round holes, trying to fit. We're all pegs. We're square pegs, trying to fit in a round hole called planet Earth. One day, we'll go to heaven, which is four square. Think about that. Heaven is four square. This Earth is round. We are a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. It doesn't work. It never will. We are strangers and pilgrims. In fact, in Hebrews 11, listen to this. I'll just give it to you. Hebrews 11, in verse 13, says this. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. I remember the day I got baptized. Got saved first, I always like to say that. Got saved first, then baptized. And I was wearing a t-shirt. It was my baptism picture with Brother Berman. I was wearing a t-shirt. It was from a camp that Floyd Road went to. And it said, "This world is not my home, just passing through." And it's just the neatest thing, I think. I was coming up out of the water, or going down one, and I had a man running on the t-shirt. And so tonight, this world is not our home. We're just passing through. We're strangers and pilgrims. Peter mentions strangers and pilgrims in his writings. But I'm going to close tonight with this. John chapter number 14. I want you to notice something here. John 14 in verse number 1 through 3. Jesus himself says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go..." Did he go? He went. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." The Bible says that this same Jesus is coming back. I don't know. I'm just excited about leaving this world tonight. And I hope you're ready. Things that encourage us: his love, his promises, in the place that he has for us. Just a two-part message today on things that encourage, on things that discourage, and things that encourage. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you. Lord, I pray that you'll just take this message tonight, the message this morning. Lord, it's not like we don't, it's not like we haven't heard these things before. Maybe we heard them afresh today in just a different perspective under the two titles, discouragement and encouragement. Let us, Lord, to be people who are encouragers. Help us to stay encouraged. David said that he was encouraged. He encouraged himself in the Lord. There's times in life where there's no encouragement around, and we must anchor to the power of the cross and draw our strength from our own salvation. There's times when even our mentors and heroes down here of the faith are not around. We must dig in and go deeper within our own salvation. Help us do that tonight. Help us all, Lord, start our week off being encouraged. And if we see a brother or sister that's discouraged, help us just be a refreshing Christian to them. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for the place you have for us. Thank you for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for the days of doubt, because it drove me closer and it drives us closer to you. We love you tonight and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's take a moment. We'll have a this.
have an invitation time. I know we're down here. You may want to come up to this table and pray. If you want to do that, you can. But if nobody comes in just a moment, we'll close it out. We'll pray where you're at. Let's just surround one another in prayer tonight. Even on our fellowship night, there are those who need prayer. We got many families and loved ones that are struggling with COVID right now. Let's lift one another up. Anybody else want to come and pray? Struggling tonight, something you need to get rid of, cast it on Him. Pray for one another, lift up each other in prayer. I know we do. And I know you do. I know you pray for us. We pray for you. Let's do that this week. Let's tell somebody about Jesus. Invite them to church. Don't let the pandemic stop you. Our doors are staying open as long as we possibly can. For the honor and glory of the Lord. All right. Everybody, I guess, we'll bless the food. And then we'll dig in. Thank you, Lord, for this meal. Blessing for our bodies, through service. Thank you, Lord, for our church family. How we love our church. Lord, I'd love to go to heaven in the rapture with our church tonight. Lord, I pray your blessings through it again for our bodies to your service. Just let there continue to be sweet fellowship this evening. And we'll praise you and thank you for it. God, we pray for all of these requests from start to finish today. Pray for these that responded, Lord. Pray you'll give healing to those that are sick. We'll praise you for it in Jesus' name.